أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Peace be with you. We have been talking about jihad, and there is something which is so important in our spiritual life. When it comes to Islam, when it comes to our relationship with God, with Allah, what we know that we have to do is to come back to Him. And the way we have to deal with history has also to do with remembrance, and we have to resist forgetfulness. This is the reality of us, and if we read the Quran and we understand that everything that we have in the Quran is speaking about what? It's speaking about the stories of the messengers and the prophets before the last messenger, peace be upon him. Why? Because human beings are forgetting the essential dimension and the essential meaning of life. We started, and this is what we have in the Quran, with the first man knowing that there is only one God. And with time, people are forgetting, and we need new revelations, new messengers, messengers coming with a message to remind human beings to come back to the truth. So this memory, this remembrance, this way of dealing with our past is so important. And especially today, when we look at what is happening around the world, it's as if we have no memory. We are not studying history. So this failure to remember is pushing us to repeat the same mistakes throughout history. So this is the big picture. But now it comes also to our own life. Why do we pray? وَأَقِمِ الصَّلَاةَ لِذِكْرِي. You have to pray in order to remember. So the very essence of praying is to remember. What do we fast? To remember. Why do we pay the zakat? To remember that we are giving money. Because this is the way we should not forget that God is with us and life has a meaning. So everything has to do with this. And even when we come back to God, we know that it's because we forget that we're indulging into sins. رَبَّنَا لَا تُؤَخِذْنَا إِن نَسِينَا أَوْ أَخْطَأْنَا. So God, don't be against us if we forget and then we make mistakes. So the starting point is to forget. It's because we are forgetting that we are going to sins and forgetting the very meaning of things. So we have to resist forgetfulness. This is a jihad of memory. This is a jihad of remembrance. This is a jihad of dhikr that we have to achieve every day of our life, to the point that what we have in the Quran, that if we forget him, we are going to forget ourselves. لا تكونوا كالذين نسوا الله فأنساهم أنفسهم. Don't be like those who are forgetting God and they end up forgetting themselves. So this is by remembering God, we are coming back to ourselves, and this is the way we keep our heart sound, open, ready to be connected to God. But if not, this forgetfulness is going to cover our heart and we are going to be lost. So resistance starts with our memory, the way we deal with our mind, the way we deal with our consciousness, the way we deal with God by remembering. A dhikr is so essential. It's the starting point of all the other resistance. If there is no dhikr at the beginning, there is no resistances at the end on the path. That's not possible. And as you have to remember, as I said, don't forget. Don't forget to tell the people you love that you love them. That's the right way of remembering. Inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.